theradioantenna.com, the home of Australian air chicks.
Somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man. Nah. I just got that one, and what a great record it was.
Yeah.
And of course, it was all vinyl. That's something we've
That's
done
it.
Here too.
We
recorded it all analog on and straight to vinyl.
Yeah, well, mate, the first single I bought, the old vinyl single I bought, was The Beatles' Love Me Do. So there you go, in 1962.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody should break out their turntables.
Yeah.
Vinyl's out. And relive the past, because records don't sound as good now as they did then.
No, they sounded magnificent, didn't they? You know, I'm sure you've got the equivalent wherever you happen to be in the world, but I just stumbled across that Bad Company reunion concert, which I think you did in 2008, but only made a DVD in 2010, and I saw it on a channel called Studio on pay TV here. Just fantastic. The guys look a little bit greyer, a little bit chubbier, but the music's still fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Now, there's a song, of course, you lost Paul Kossoff in the 70s, and you lived through that period where so many of the greats were lost through, you know, the many excesses. That song, Shooting Star, which I love, was that an inspiration from those times of losing so many wonderful musicians?
Well, yes, it was.
Yes.
It was, Tim. It was, you know, it's funny how songs... And sometimes they come to you, they almost write themselves, and that was one of the ones. And the only thing I can say is that, you know, prior to that coming to me, I was thinking, wow, so many people are dying in this business.
Yeah.
You know, there was Janis Joplin, there was Jimi Hendrix, there was, I've got a helicopter coming over.
That's all right, mate. I'll say Jim Morrison while the helicopter comes over.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and... Well, funny story with Jim Morrison, actually. I played with the Doors much, much later on when they had a different singer.
Yeah.
And Robbie Krueger came up to me and he said, you know something I got to tell you, man? When Jim died, we came over to England, the whole band, and we were looking for you. I said, you're looking for me? He said, yeah, we wanted you to replace Jim. I said, you're kidding me. but we couldn't find you, and then we all fell out again.
And that was the end. And that was the end of that.
But I was actually forming Bad Company in the country at the time, so I was kind of really, really incognito, hidden away in the country place, you know.
Yeah. Now I could talk to you. I could talk to you for a long time, but I'm going to run out of time on this interview.
Okay.
And I'll take. So let's get to the Royal Sessions and just a collection of terrific songs, which obviously were an inspiration to you. But, gee, Paul, how did you choose from all that stuff? You know, 10 or so songs to do.
Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, Tim. I went in with about a pool of about 20 songs from which I was going to choose, you know, and the focus really was Stax. And all of these songs have been at some point in their lifetimes released on Stax. The only exception to that is Ann Peebles, I Can't Stand the Rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason for that was that I was in the studio and I was walking from the control room to the studio and they had all these masters, 24 master tracks, and written on the side of them were the artists and their names, and it said, Ann Peebles, I Can't Stand the Rain.
Yeah.
I said to the guys, did she record that here and is that the master? They said, yep. And we're the guys that played on the track. And I went, my God, can we do that track? And they said, certainly we can, you know.
Oh.
So that's the reason that one is on there. And it was such a joy to play with these guys.
What a blast for you to play with all those fellas, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. You know, the Reverend Charles Hodges lets loose on that organ in Hammond organ and Down Don't Bother Me. Awesome, man.
Yeah. Now, I usually ask an artist what song they want me to play, but if you don't mind, because the first time I heard the song, and then I had to go back to hear all the other versions and the original, was with Cream, and I want to play Born Under a Bad Sign. Is that all right with you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was your first recollection of that song, by the way?
Well, that was a song that was on Albert King's album of the same title, and it had The Hunter on there too, and it had Crosscut Saw, and lots of different tracks, and it was an album that Paul Kossoff and I listened to when we were forming Free, and it was a big part of our sound, you know, what that sound that he created, we wanted to do that, you know. So I couldn't resist the temptation to revisit it with the guys that, you know, that invented this music.
Yeah, well, mate, it's as all of your records are, as I say, it's been an incredible career. You've played with a couple of great bands, well, three or four great bands, and the collaborations. God, you've collaborated with everybody. So where does this sit finally, this album, so many things you've done, as a Paul Rodgers piece?
Well, it's kind of like... A lot of things. It's a long way from Middlesbrough to Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, 40-odd, 50 years or something.
Yeah.
It is. It's a complete circle. It's like coming home to me, because this is the music that I basically cut my teeth on and set the tone for all my songwriting and all the bands I formed.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's like coming home, you know.
Yeah. Well, a great pleasure to talk to you, and really continued success, and keep on singing, because as I discovered with that Bad Company concert I saw, the Paul Rodgers voice. They don't call you the voice for nothing. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for it.
Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. But what a bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble has been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. But one for bad luck, I tell you, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Now listen, I can't read, I never learned how to write. My whole life has been just one big fight. Born under a bad sign, yeah. People have been down since I began to crawl. The one for bad luck, I tell you, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
From the very top shelf of rock music, that fella, Paul Rodgers, 60.
The Radio Antenna.com.